The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Derek says, Shane Ross hates the Olympics. He couldn't get out of Rio quick enough last year. Ah, yes, indeed, during the Pat Hickey affair. But here's one that says, I have to say that I fully support Shane Ross on the notion of us hosting the Olympics, and that those who laugh at it and publicly dismiss it like John Burton did need to take a look at themselves. It's exactly this sort of small-minded thinking that keeps this country in the state it is. I ask them, why can't we have the ambition to host it? Ewan McKenna, why not?
Well, it's interesting. This morning I got an email from your show talking about this, and I laughed. I thought it was a joke. And between Shane Ross and Frank Feehan talking about the Commonwealth Games...
Oh, explain that one. I think a lot of people might know about that. Shane Ross wants to have the Olympics. What does Frank Feehan, the former Fine Gael TD, want?
He wanted 32-county Commonwealth Games.
But we're not in the Commonwealth.
I think Frank wants us to be, but his rationale. But anyway... I thought it was a joke at first, and I thought it was quite funny, but as the day went on, I actually started thinking about it more, and I started getting angry about it, because, you know what, it's an insult to people, it's an insult to their intelligence, and it's an insult to moral decency.
What way? Sure, there's all this talk, wouldn't it be great? We'd have the infrastructure in place for the Rugby World Cup in 2023. All the hotels would have gotten used to the idea of how to deal with lots of people coming to the country. So just scale it up again and just do the Olympic Games and look at all the people who come to Ireland and all the money we'd bring in.
Well, let me run you through the numbers on this for people, and like your texter there thinks it's small-mindedness. In January, there were over 7,000 homeless people in Ireland. A new child in Dublin was adding to that every 5 hours. Yet suddenly we've the money to build accommodation for the 11,000 athletes that would be at an Olympics. I'm down in Brazil. The taxpayer here picked up a bill of 12 billion euros, maybe more even, for the last Olympics. And that in Rio, which had more infrastructure, more hotels, more everything. So it would cost us more. But for example, say it was 12 billion euros. That would be 444 years worth of our annual sports investment. We've overcrowding in hospitals, 612 people. We broke the record without a bed at one stage this year. 4,000 disabled kids are on waiting lists longer than legal requirements. Yet suddenly you talk about having 12 billion euros, maybe more, to host the games. We have nothing in place. The Dublin Hoteliers Federation earlier this year said they were at max capacity, 95%. Well, we're talking about a Rugby World Cup. That's a small beer compared to this. The IRFU for that are saying 100,000 a week will visit. In Rio, there were 600,000 a week visiting for that. It's nonsensical thinking, and you can kind of say, oh, well, we'll have stadia for the Rugby World Cup. Well, let's look at the venues that were in Rio for us. They had a 16,000-seater arena for basketball, 10,000 for judo and wrestling, 10,000 for fencing and taekwondo, 15,000 for hockey, 20,000 for tennis. Well, where are they getting all the money for this all of a sudden? The idea that an Olympic Games, and this is, I suppose, the big problem, and I have a problem with this with the Rugby World Cup bid as well, it is a mask to transfer public money into private hands. All major sporting events are that. Shane Ross even said at the launch of the Rugby World Cup bid that they'll make money, that all Rugby World Cups make money. Well, the one he's comparing Ireland's bid to lost 25 million euros, and that's without counting security, without counting festivals that ran to 17 million. So this is either... Shane Ross is not a stupid man. So it's either a mask or something else. I don't know what it is, but it's farcical. And if it's going to be this Irish attitude of, oh, that's just begrudgery, people need to take a look at themselves.
Thank you very much, Ewan McKenna, for joining us from Rio de Janeiro today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.